state senator, serves the 32nd district, such towns as Woodbury and Bethlehem and Southbury and Oxford. Anyway, he's here for a few minutes this morning. Morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. I apologize for missing you earlier.
Don't worry about it.
Actually, in a business meeting, so...
So you're trying to stay in business in the States.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is a little difficult. So just very quickly, Rob, we are still looking. We're into the budget portion of the session now. What happens tomorrow?
Well, the Appropriations Committee and the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee will be putting forth both their spending package and their tax package. It's ironic. Usually we don't do it at the same time, but tomorrow we just happen to be doing that. And you know, quite honestly, I'm glad we're finally getting into that mode because, as you know, the gun control debate
right.
has literally taken over the entire legislature. So we're finally getting into the budget.
Yeah, that's not to say there weren't other things going on. There were hearings on other subjects, but this was the one that dominated all the coverage and a lot of the attention. Rob, so we're looking next year, and this has not changed. Kevin Lembo's come out with some numbers, at least for this year, and it does look a little better than it did. But next year, we're still looking at $1 billion deficit, which is a lot of money.
$1 billion in the first year and $1.3 billion in the second year. And, you know, the warning signs, as you just said about that Connecticut Mirror story, have been going on for quite a while, yet we're not doing anything to fix the fiscal path that we've been going down. So I don't know if this legislature has the propensity to reduce spending the way we should. But you and I have done it, certainly, in our own homes and in our own businesses and things like that. But the government's the only place that hasn't been able to do so.
We're talking to Rob Kane. He represents the 32nd District. He is a state senator. Well, and you know what is happening. For example, you had people up at the Capitol, I think it was yesterday or day before, advocates for the poor here in the state. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, you know, wait a minute, adults need to be included in the Husky plan. And what the governor's saying, well, we've got the hospitals. They're upset by budget cuts.
Right.
The towns have been threatened by budget cuts, though that apparently has been repaired. To a degree, it's very hard. Is it easier to raise taxes or cut spending? Which is easier?
God. Oh God, I hope not. I mean, you know, we saw the largest tax increase in our state's history 2 years ago, and look where that got us. I mean, it's obvious you can't tax your way to prosperity. Let's face it, people don't enter areas where there's high crime. They don't spend money where there's high taxes. It just doesn't make any sense. What also scares me is the governor and this administration's willingness to remove items from within the spending cap so he can increase spending yet again. That's a really scary proposition because what we're trying to do is, remove these things so they don't fit under the spending cap any longer so we can keep going and going and going. That's something we have to really battle.
Yeah, and of course, Fred says let's close this mostly by increased revenues, more fees, more taxes, things of that sort. And, you know, that's where Fred, he says you can't cut your way to prosperity, and we've heard that a lot. Rob, I'll tell you what, let's maybe talk next week after you get this all done.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
I would love to.
I'd love to, too.
And
thanks.
I'll be on time next week.
Oh, that's all right. Rob Kane, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. Rob Kane, he represents the 32nd District. He very well may be your state senator.